Hi, and welcome to a new episode for our podcast. I'm your host today, Keisha. I am the Director of Company Culture here at PacBiz. For the following episodes, we will be featuring our company core values, which are family, respect, compassion, personal growth, and teamwork. So every year, we choose an award based on votes for a winner that display these core values. Here with me today is Terry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself?
Thank you for inviting me.
Sure, it's a pleasure. Can you introduce yourself a bit? Sorry.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm now with Alpha Taxis. First, I was with Smash Tech, and then during the pandemic, I was transferred to Pizza Hut line for a few months, and now I'm with Alpha Taxis. And welcome. Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome to you and to our podcast. So Terry, how long have you been with PacBiz?
I've been with PacBiz for 5 years now.
Wow, that's a long time. And what's your role here at PacBiz?
I'm a call taker with Alpha Taxis.
Yeah, so what drew you to PacBiz?
I don't know. I applied and I got hired. So this is the first like BPO company when I came here in Dumaguete. And so I was hired, and then now I don't want to leave in PacBiz.
Yeah, I remember that time. We were still at our old building when you started working at PacBiz. She's our awardee for the core value family. And so in what ways do you see PacBiz as family, not just a workplace?
First, let me define like family. So for me, family is like a safe place where you can make mistakes without the fear of judgment, but rather learn from those mistakes and helping each other grow. I feel like with PacBiz, I mean, you can be who you want, you can express who you are, and I'm just grateful that I'm here. And with the management, I'm really happy because they're very understanding, kind, and very compassionate. They're like, they know the needs of their agents and they adjust to it. And yeah, that's what I like about being a family with PacBiz.
Interesting. So PacBiz adjusts to your need. Can you tell us specifically?
So I have one conversation with our company nurse, and so this is regarding our health insurance with PacBiz. I mean, in every BPO there's a health insurance, but My family, I mean, my dependent with my insurance is quite struggling right now. So we go to hospital a lot, and we need financial what is it?
Yeah, I'm financial saying, help.
Okay. Okay. So. I really appreciate that PacBiz like values family because they consider and they see the needs of their agents. So, the time that we have a conversation with. Miss Daza, she said that, so previously it was 50,000
Right.
With the insurance, and now they adjusted it to 100,000, which is a lot.
Wow.
And thank you. It's a very great help. And yeah, I'm just really grateful for everything that PakBiz has given me. So yes, thank you.
Wow, thank you for sharing that, Terry. Sure, yeah, it just shows that PakBiz really cares for us, right? As part of the family, you're not just a worker or coworker. So, can you share a specific example where you felt support and camaraderie of the PakBiz family, aside from what you just shared?
So, I've been struggling. I am struggling, and like it's just very difficult for me, like working and then juggling from work and to my personal stuff. Like I'm with my mother here in Dumaguete, and so I feel like PakBiz really value everyone or every agent as a family. It's not like for me, it's not like a big deal. Every time I work, so I'm just focused on what I'm assigned to do without any in my head. Because you know, it's still. I appreciate PakBiz because it's a safe place for me to work. Like, I am not feel pressured, even though I am pressured on my personal stuff. So I'm not pressured. I mean, I feel pressure, but it's a good kind of pressure. It's just I'm controlling my own self, so I feel like it's a good kind of pressure. So I still feel that sorry.
Yeah, in what way PakBiz support you? You said like you struggle with juggling work and personal life.
Right. As what I've said, I'm not really pressured when it comes to work because it seems that they're not like the TL. My TL, by the way, is a great TL. TL Brian, if you're listening, super cool, super easy to talk to. I feel like I'm a burden to him in a certain way, but he doesn't feel that way. So he helps me. He helped me a lot, and I was just gonna say that my work is now easy. Like it just makes my work easier because my TL is very understanding, and also the management is very understanding and very kind. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing, Terry. So how do you bring a sense of family into your team or department?
I guess it's already family value, as a core value is already with like Alpha Taxis. I'm with Alpha Taxis. Yeah. So that's why I'm not feel pressured because also the management on shore is very kind, like very understanding. So if in any case that you made a mistake, they just call you and just remind you, but they don't like they don't like give you any like what do we call that give you any like disciplinary action, so they just call you and remind you that not to do it next time. So I don't feel like pressure.
Isn't it a bad thing? Like, you
know. What bad thing?
That they don't discipline?
It's not really a great, like, it's not really a big mistake. It's right? Just like work mistake. So there's just some lapses. And so they just call you and remind you that not to do that again. So I guess that's what family is, like shaping your character and learning from those mistakes and not doing it again.
So how does it affect the business positively?
So if I'm the agent and I made the mistake, and so the client called and then said, I mean, some reminders, or tell me some reminders, I guess the agent would like perform their best next time. So I guess that will help. That will help the client a lot.
Right. Having that sense of family, right? Okay, instead.
I really like Alpha Taxis, by the way. So
shout to Alpha Taxi. So can you share an instance where the family atmosphere here at PacBiz, I already mentioned this, positively impacted a project or a task?
Right. So as what I've said earlier, I'm really not feel pressured when I'm working, even though I'm struggling and it's just very difficult for me. I'm like very, very busy with my mother, and I'm like all my attention are into her, and so I also got work, and when I come to work, I I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling.
I love that.
Yes, because I like VTL and I like my client. So thank you.
Yeah, even though you're chilling, but you do your job effectively, right?
Yes.
By having that sense of
because there are some cases that like when you come to work and then you have problems, so problems will invade your mind. I don't know if it's the right term, but it will affect your productivity. So I'm just happy that I'm doing great. I mean, I can't see that. I can't say that I'm doing great because I'm not a client, but I can feel it. I'm doing great with my work. Yes,
you're doing great. Otherwise, you won't be awarded.
Right. Thank you, by the way, for nominating me, TL Bryan.
So since you mentioned about nomination, why were you nominated?
I don't know. I asked the same thing. Why am I nominated? Dale Bryan, this is, you know, thank you for nominating me. And now I have to do this interview that I'm not really good at. But yes, I'm really proud of how my TL handles his team. So I'm really proud of Dale Bryan. I just wanted to say thank you to him a lot, and of course to the management, Sir Jake, and to the management, very, very kind and very kind, compassionate.
Actually, your TL mentioned here that he nominated you because you have a very strong emotions that can handle difficult personal problems without compromising your job. Can you expand on that?
Right. I was shocked.
Really?
I was shocked when TL, I mean, said that. Thank you. Thank you, TL, for seeing that in me. No, it's because there is a good, like, leadership. Like, I am not feeling this way if it's not because of, like, the management and my team. They're just very understanding, and they're just very understanding, and they're very kind. So I owe them a lot.
Yeah, because he said you don't want to be absent or late, and then doesn't want her teammates to be affected by her personal concerns, and so that's what he said.
Right, here. Because TL, I know TL is so busy. And we only got like a few agents with Alpha Taxis, so I really don't want to let the client down, let my TL down. So I'm doing my best to perform, I'm just happy that I'm with the right. I'm in the right company, and the right team.
Yeah, the right family.
Yes, right family.
So yeah, he's grateful that we have this kind of agent who always thinks of everyone's feelings, even though she is hurting.
Right. I can cry. I can cry, but I'm not crying. Yes, I am hurting because I don't want to say this in camera.
Yeah, but, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say it.
But I like this kind of like camaraderie with Pakbis. I don't know. I like it to the point that I don't want. I'm not thinking of like transferring to another company because I just like what Pakbis is.
Yeah, and you've been with the company for how many? 5 years, right?
Yes, for 5 years.
Of course. I like it here.
But I don't know. I still don't know what to talk, so. just make it easy for me, okay?
You're doing great. You're actually doing great, Terry. I'm very amazed by how you handle difficult emotions. Because I know it's gonna affect the family, right?
Right. It also affects like my productivity if I'm like down on my own emotions, and it also affects my teammates. Mm. So I don't like showing them I am down. I mean, I struggle, I cry on my own. I talk to my friends, and I feel refreshed. So,
your friends here at Pakbis, you mean?
Friends in general. So my best friend that I call every time when I'm down, and then after talking to some of my friends, they're not judging me, by the way. They're not judging me. That's why I can talk freely. So. Yeah, that just helps me a lot in my work.
That's good to know. I did ask about your friends because I heard about you, how you became like a family member to our colleague, Philly, right? You've been.
Yes.
Can you tell me more about it?
No, I don't want to talk if she's not here.
Yeah, because what I heard is like you.
But she would be very proud when I see when she sees me here and but pissed off that I don't know how to talk. So.
No, I think there's a, like you have this sense of family in you, and that's why you were also nominated. And yeah, when we discussed about it, I did remember that like you. I literally like, become a family member of film.
Yes, I feel like I'm a hero. I'm a hero myself.
Yeah, why do you feel like a hero?
So I'm the only one working in our family. And so my parents, why am I sharing this? So my parents are not working. So I'm the only one working. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that they're provided for everything. I want to make sure that they're okay. So I'm always like checking on them, calling them to make sure that everything is fine. So
yeah,
I feel like I'm a hero because it's just for me. I'm a hero.
You
because
are.
I am like prioritizing. I mean, I'm also prioritizing myself, but my priority is my family.
Nice.
My priority right now is my mother. Yes, my family back there. And also where I'm like residing right now with like Ate Phil's family and then family in Baco. So I'm always making sure that everything is all fine with like each of them. So yeah, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best to be the best child. I'm doing my best to be a good person. No, not to be called as a good person. I just want to make sure that how do you call that? I want to be there for them. To each of them.
For the family.
To my family and to everyone closest to me. So yeah. I'm happy that Pakbis like has one of the core values, which is family. So,
and that's your personal value, right? Family.
Yes.
Wow. No wonder you were awarded. So how do you translate that to the team, or how do you embody that here?
I guess I can't force them, but I can show them that I am like this. Like, even though I'm like struggling like a lot, but I still showed up, and I can still make a smile on my face. I can still do my own stuff. Yeah, I guess just being a model. No, I don't want to be called myself a model, but
a hero.
Yes.
You're a hero.
Yes, that's it.
And a model, right? You were saying
I guess
being
so.
A role model to other to your colleagues.
They're not like I'm not really expressive to my teammates. I'm just expressive to my friends, like my closest friends, because I know they're not judging me. But Pakbis, yes, of course this is still my safe place, my safe place. That's why.
Why do you feel safe?
Yeah, I feel safe because I'm not pressured. I don't feel pressure. I mean, I feel pressure, but it's on my own self. I'm the one pressuring myself do to achieve a certain goal. So, yeah, no one is pressuring me. My TL is just so, so cool. So thank you, TL Brian.
Yeah, and you can be, I think you mentioned, you can be who you want.
Yes, you can be who you want and you can express who you are. Like with Blackbiz, like we came from a different, everyone came from different backgrounds and they were raised from a different families. So, yes. I feel like we just need to understand each other and be compassionate with each other.
Yeah. Why do you feel that?
Wait. Oh, why do I feel that? I don't know. Maybe. Yes, I feel that way because, I mean, we're family, so everyone should be. I'm not saying should be. Mm. Everyone is shaped within the family. So within this company, I feel like if you have like more understanding of where you came from, of where someone came from, I feel like there's peace. I guess it's a broad topic, but yes, I just want like peace. So there's no like what do we call chismes? So if there is like compassion and understanding to each and everyone, we can't like, it's not really fair to judge someone coming from a different background. For me, it's not really fair to judge someone, to make a quick judgment based on what you see without really knowing where she came from or where he came from. So yeah, I feel that way because I want everyone to be like in a family, so it should be like close-knit, like no one is getting behind. So sorry, am I making sense?
Yeah, you're doing great, Akto. So as we wrap up, could you share one piece of advice for our listeners on fostering a sense of family in their workplace?
If I can give an advice, I'm not really good in giving advice, but I just want, I mean, I am grateful for every little things I am receiving. May it be like good health, or it's just like progress with where we are right now. I'm just really grateful to everyone and to the smallest or to the littlest thing I have received. So I guess that just helped me a lot to survive in difficult situations. So I'm not whining, I'm not complaining, even though it's difficult. So I'm just grateful for everything. And just be kind to everyone because you don't know what everyone is going through. Don't just like judge. Don't make a quick judgment to everyone because you don't know where they're coming from. And I guess that's pretty much it.
Wonderful. Yeah, those are wonderful you shared. So ththank you. Thank you for such a wonderful and inspiring conversation with you, Terry, and I got to know you a bit more since she is an introvert person. And
yes, that's why I don't like cameras.
But she gave us a lot of just insights kidding. from this chat. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoy the show. So
I'm nervous, but I actually enjoyed it.
Say hi to TL Brian.
Hi, TL Brian. You know, I am very thankful in every way.